Cape Talk.
The music feature.
Well, we are absolutely delighted to welcome in studio today folk pop singer songwriter Werner Becker, who has popped into studio in between rehearsals for his concert series in the Cape this weekend. Werner, welcome to Cape Talk.
Hi, it's great to be here.
I believe you could sing before you could speak.
Yes, well, that's what my parents tell me.
Okay. Tell us a little bit more. You grew up, I know, with very creative parents.
Yes.
So music was encouraged.
Definitely. My father was a musician himself, and my mum was a painter when I was younger. And then now my father's a realtor and my mum's a teacher. So I guess life always has these things that it throws at you. But yeah, it's been a great journey. I've really loved growing up in many parts of the country.
Okay, so it's taken some twists and turns on the road. Now, yes. I know you got the chance to study music at the Campus of Performing Arts. So what was it like to be able to immerse yourself in your art form like
that? Oh, wow, it was amazing. It was something that I didn't think I'd be able to do. My parents were very keen on me getting a fallback plan.
A real job, yeah.
Yes, especially okay. Seeing as my dad was a musician as well. He knew that it was a hard career to enter into. But it was amazing because we learned from people like Graham Curry and Andrew Massey and David Ewers, who are all incredible musicians who have had their fair share of stories and things that they can tell you, and yeah, so much experience that you can draw from.
Yeah, I mean, it must be exciting and worrying for your dad all at the same time. As you say, he knows the industry, he knows how difficult it can be. It sounds like he supported you all the way, but has also been a realist about what you can expect from it.
Definitely, and I think one thing that he taught me, and I think something that he realized when he was a musician, is that you have to do more than one thing. You can't just be a performer. It's awesome, and if things go right, then maybe that can work out, but you've got to be a sort of a jack of all trades.
Now, one of the trades that you've mastered is not only performing music but writing it as well.
Yes.
And I believe your songwriting career has taken off as much as your performing career.
Definitely so, and especially with independent artists. I didn't expect it at all. I didn't know how I would do that, if I needed to get a publisher or whatever. And one day a lady just came into my music school that I was teaching at, and I played her one of my songs, and she asked me to write her a song. So then it just kind of kicked off, and at first I thought it was just I thought she wasn't serious. And then I got the deposit and I realized, wow, I can start writing the song now.
Okay, you can actually make some money off this.
Yeah.
As well. Okay. In between doing that, you have had time to release your debut EP and I think a follow-up as well.
Definitely.
Tell us about those albums.
The two EPs that I currently have on Apple Music, Spotify and Deezer are home recorded EPs, to say the best of them. They're very amateur, I would say, and currently I'm busy recording new singles in a solid studio with producers and everything, and that's really amazing. And what I've always wanted to do is I look up to many artists, and I want to see what they did to get where they are. I wanted to see what recordings they had before they had these amazing studio recordings, and so I love keeping those things online so that if someday someone looks up to me, they can go, wow, this is where he started.
This is where he started, yeah. And if he could do it, so can I. That's
exactly,
amazing.
Yeah.
You've also had the experience of playing at some pretty major festivals. What was it like to stand on a stage at Splashy Finn and look out and see a massive crowd responding to your music live?
It was so incredible. It's something that I've been dreaming of for a long time, and this year it finally realized. And it was just incredible. It was incredible feeling the energy from the audience. When you start out playing music, people don't generally listen too much. They like having it as background music and they respect it, but it's not a thing where they go and they give you energy that you can feed off. Whereas at these festivals, people are there for the music. They want to give you energy. They want to cheer you on. And it's amazing. Yeah.
Well, they've cheered you all the way to Cape Town. Now you've got a series of concerts over the 3 days of this weekend. Tell us where you're going to be playing.
So I've already done Sergeant Pepper and Cafe Roo. And now tonight I'm playing at Obviously Armchair and Observatory. And then tomorrow I'm playing at the Bay Harbor Market and also at Aunt Klas in Stellenbosch.
Okay, so you can catch him at 8 o'clock tonight at Obviously Armchair. 40 Rand tickets, and you can buy those at the door. The Bay Harbor Market tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and that's free. And then 7 o'clock at Aunt Klas in Stellenbosch, which is at 43A Bird Street in Stellenbosch. Tickets are 30 Rand again at the door. Before we listen to a song you're going to play for us, Vanna, I mean, you're a young guy with a very bright future ahead of you, clearly. What's your advice to the youngster 5 years behind you who's just starting to take that risk and say, I want to write my own songs and put myself out there?
Yeah, there's actually a guy I've been talking to recently who's been asking me similar questions. And I think the main thing is to stay true to yourself, to write something that you like, and not to focus on what the industry wants too much. Go with what you want to do, because that's how new music is created. You know, that's how new styles come out. And I was at an interview before this, and we spoke about just having Ed Sheeran on the top of the charts at this point, and it's such a niche genre that of music that he does make, but he seems to have made it popular music, and that's so interesting, and that can only happen when people create original music.
Cape Talk, the music feature.
We're back with singer-songwriter Vanna Becker, who is going to play live for us right now. Tell us about the song you're going to share with us.
So the song that I'm going to share today is a song called Run. It's also going to be on my new EP. We haven't yet started recording this song, but I'm very excited and a bit anxious. And it's basically about being scared of entering into a relationship.
Over to you, Vanna.
Thank you. Run, run, run as fast as you can. Run from that woman, young man. Cognition fighting prowess, for the dark soul taken, God is here for me. And put on your shoes, little one. Don't you see what you've done? You dipped your finger in the pan when none of it was yours, little man. Oh, you dipped your finger in the pan when none of it was yours, little man. You see, sensitive boys are to find these days. And I know I'm one of them, I know I'm one of them, man. I know you're alone and getting lonelier each day. But I know I'm not him, I know I'm not him, I'm not him. Turns on a light, shining green on heartstrings. I fight like moth drawn to a flame, and her love is vain. Oh, and lust is a thing. Oh, and lust, oh, lust is a thing. Oh, and lust is a thing. Oh, and lust, I cannot trust. You see, sensitive boys are to find these days. And I know I'm one of them, I know I'm one of them, man. I know you're alone and getting lonelier each day. But I know I'm not him, I know I'm not him, I'm not him, I'm not him. I guess your happiness ain't yours to take.
her happiness and yours to appreciate, and can't see her happiness and yours to take. Her happiness and yours to appreciate. Sensitive boys are to find these days, and I know I'm one of them. I know I'm one of them, and I know you're alone and getting lonely each day, but I know I'm not.